We have a number of folks who are hardworking and have been laid off before in the last round and this round, and I think it would be disrespectful to those employees to single one person out in this process. So,
public outcry ensued across a broad demographic spectrum. While the Latino community lauded Medrano for helping non-English speakers navigate the county, native English speakers pointed to her ability to make complicated land use issues understandable. Commissioner Kevin White was one of four on the board who voted to keep her on.
I think it would be a disservice to PGM and our county to eliminate this position at this time when we have such a wonderful, smooth operation going. And I think to disrupt that would be more disruptive to county government as well as to PGM.
Commissioners Hagan, Ferlita, and Beckner also voted yay on a motion to save Medrano's job. Commissioner L. Higginbotham said the ailing real estate market had diminished the county's need for a land use ombudsman. Commissioner Jim Norman said those who supported keeping the position were politically motivated to do so.
This cannot turn into a free-for-all political process of hand-selecting employees that we're going to be politically motivated to save or fire. We've had the same kind of thing, people coming in here saying fire, fire, fire. We don't take any action on that. We leave it up to the administrator.
Medrano's job was one of 73 that Merrill had proposed to eliminate to help close a $65 million hole in the county budget. At a recent hearing, the commissioners flagged several other cuts in the county budget. One was a cut in Arts Council funding of more than $200,000. Commissioner Beckner said adequately funding the arts would generate revenue for the county.
As we look at the economic impact that the arts has on the community and the value that it brings, this also just isn't just about restoring funding just to the Arts Council. This is about also continuing to support the organizations that also are funded by the Arts Council, which are vital to our community. And so I really believe that with the economic impacts and what they do as a whole for our community, it warrants that we restore at least $200,000 in funding, and that would be my motion.
Commissioner Norman, a stalwart Tea Party force on the commission, for once agreed with Beckner.
I'm probably not the arts guy on the board, but what my conversations with Mike Merrill were all about was with a lean budget, you have to have investments, your items that have the highest return on investment. And that's from to scrub this budget to see how many our investment, is it bringing back 5-1, 4-1, 3-1, whatever it is, the fact that we have a positive cash flow on those investments. And Mike, you can attest, I had that conversation with you, and I think that's where we try to recover our economy, that government can't get us out of these problems, but organizations like this or other investments that we're making.
The commission, with the exception of Commissioners Mark Sharp and Al Higginbotham, also voted down furloughs within the County Environmental Protection Commission aimed at saving the county more than $400,000. Higginbotham said he supported the furloughs because he thought the EPC was ignoring the budget process.
My vote today will be no, but it's not for lack of support environment, but to send a message that we got rules that you need to in a process to work with the administrator and budget folks, and let's do that. So.